Always good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, it's that time of year again, the open enrollment period for health insurance coverage in the United States under the Affordable Care Act, or otherwise known as Obamacare. Many, many people do not realize that they are one in the same. Well, many Americans have a lot of questions, and rightfully so, about their health care enrollment, given the uncertainty around the Affordable Care Act and what may or may not happen with regard to any number of policy proposals, legislation that's percolating there on Capitol Hill. With us, of course, to help make sense of all this and sort out what we need to know, the essentials is Hector De La Torre, who leads, of course, the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, give us the essentials. Open enrollment is here. It's about to start in the health exchanges. What do people need to know?
Well, for 2018, because the coverage will start January 1st, 2018 and run for the whole year, open enrollment for those plans runs from November 1st to December 15th, 2017. This is a very important change because last year open enrollment ended in January. So people should be aware of the different time frame this time around. You only have 6 weeks to sign up, November 1st to December 15th.
Now, again, we're talking about those who get their health care coverage through the exchanges.
Yeah, and it's important to note that this concept of open enrollment applies pretty much to every health insurance plan, whether it's a group plan through your employer, whether it's Medicare, whether it's the exchange plans. The only place there is no open enrollment ever is Medicaid. If you qualify based on your income, you can sign up for Medicaid anytime.
The fact of the matter is, and something that is always a bit of an issue of contention in Congress, is this penalty. There are consequences to not enrolling.
Yeah, well, as of now, the ACA is the law of the land. If you are not enrolled in health insurance by the beginning of 2018, by January, you must pay a tax penalty called the Individual Shared Responsibility Payment. It's also referred to as the health insurance mandate. The IRS has announced that they will be enforcing this tax penalty.
Well, in some cases, I mean, the penalty, you know, it's not a slap on the wrist. It can be rather steep, right? I mean, it's almost $700 per adult if you don't enroll and you don't have health insurance by January 1st, 2018.
Or a percentage of your total household income, whichever is higher. So you are on the hook. In fact, in the 2015 tax year, which is the most recent data that we have for the 2016 tax season, approximately 6.5 million taxpayers paid a total of $3 billion in tax penalty payments.
Is it because people feel that, well, the penalty is cheaper than the actual coverage? Is that what's driving that? Or is it just lack of awareness or disinterest?
You hit the nail on the head. It's one of those two. It's either they feel that paying the tax penalty is cheaper than whatever their coverage options are, or they don't know about it. And so they kind of stumble into it. Although after 3 years, less and less people are not aware that this is something that could happen to them.
Hector, thanks as always. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.